Hare Krishna. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj and dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I'm speaking from faraway Perth in Australia, and I wrote something yesterday and I'm going to be reading it now. I wasn't able to attend the Samadhi ceremony, but I was thinking and writing during most of the time of the ceremony. And here was my offering to the devotees and to Maharaj. Part of what I wish to say is to the devotees who are now all immersed in an ocean of sadness, and part I wish to express directly to you, my esteemed godbrother, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. What can I say in words to express the loss of someone who you've known for over 55 years? It's as if a part of one's own body has suddenly vanished. On first meeting Maharaj in Montreal in 1968, I observed him offering obeisances to each picture of Krishna hanging on the temple walls. He would do this every evening directly after work when he visited the temple, and especially while Srila Prabhupada was there. So pious, so sincere, so much beyond my own piety and sincerity. And years later, I would remind Maharaj about this, and he would remark, "You still remember that?" When we would visit India in the 1970s and onward, when the immigration form would ask for a local Indian sponsor, we would always write Gopal Krishna Goswami. He was fully a Prabhupada man, an ISKCON man, and he was our sponsor. How could I express and compress in a few words, serving together for years on the GBC body as co-GBCs of Vrindavan, as co-GBCs of Mumbai, and then later serving together on his insistence on the VEB? So much joint stress, anxiety, attempts to confront problems, revolutions, conspiracies, and trying to move things forward. But what remains most firmly in my mind from those co-joint services is that Maharaj was always there, fully present, despite having to deal with most difficult issues, truly difficult issues, with an unflinching practical mood of service to Srila Prabhupada. He was there. Through the countless ups and downs of such a life of service, our Gopal Krishna Maharaj always fully showed up as a servant to Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada's ISKCON mission. He would visit regularly, once a year really, as we constructed our Govanand Retreat Center. So many devotees would pile out of the cars that accompanied him when he visited Govardhan for his yearly partial Govardhan Parikrama. Maharaj loved Braja, and he especially loved Krishna Balaram Mandir. Each time before leaving India for his worldwide preaching services, he made certain that he would perform Mangal Aarti to Krishna and Balaram. When I once mentioned this to him, he responded with some surprise, "Oh, you noticed?" At one of our last private times together in his Delhi rooms, after lunch, after he summoned out the smiling cooks to thank each one of them, we sat together. And somehow the topic came up of his successes, especially his successes in Delhi. I had seen Radha Partasarthi for the first time in Lajpat Nagar, when they occupied a small rooftop room above where the devotees were staying. For years and years, we had seen them in Greater Kailash, too, and wondered whether the permission would ever be granted by the Delhi municipality for their new temple near Nehru Place. Then, amazingly, we next saw them in a tin-roofed shed, but on their Shantnagar land. And now we see them in majesty and beauty as they rule in sweetness the grand temple that Prabhupada so much desired in India's capital city, Delhi. So we sat and we spoke of this success. We spoke of the popularity of the temple, and we spoke about the hundreds of thousands of books distributed and Delhi's 17 other Krishna conscious centers, which all blossomed from Maharaj's inspiration, determined, devoted planning, and struggling and pushing. It all came from his bhakti. When we spoke of this, Maharaj began to weep. He then softly said, "I get very emotional when I think of how merciful Prabhupada has been to me. I think his servant was recording this, and I suggested maybe now wasn't the right time to record. But yes, Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada was and is merciful to you. And you clearly were and are deserving of his mercy. You lived and left this world loyally as his servant, as per your desire, struggling to serve Srila Prabhupada as he struggled to serve his spiritual master until the very end, to the very last breath. Thus, your destination always was and is clear. You fully offered your entire life to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. As confirmed in the Adi Purana, O Partha, those who behave as my direct devotees, I do not consider my devotees. But those who are devoted to my devotees, however, I consider most devoted to me." This is quoted in Laghu Bhagavatamrita, second part, sixth verse. And also Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto in the 19th chapter, 21st verse, it states, "It is most important to worship my devotees." On this text, Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan comments that this statement means that the worship of the Lord's devotees is superior even to the worship of the Lord himself. Well done, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Offered at your feet from your servant, your godbrother, and your friend, Bhirjan Das.